This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Mark Recchi, he handled the managerial duties, if you would, yesterday, and he had not a lot to say about Sid, but he did have something to say about Sid, but he really couldn't say anything about Sid, so he said this.
Trying the wrong guy. I'm not privy to those things, so, you know, I think you know that with the way the league's the stance right now, so, sorry about that.
His hands are tied. I understand it. I get it. How dumb is this with the NHL right now that you can't comment on anything because of the coronavirus stuff? I mean, you can't comment on any injuries. Look, I'm not worried about Sidney Crosby. It seems like in the stuff that you read, reading through the tea leaves, I think if Sidney Crosby was really hurt, Jim, that somebody would find out off the record and then the Penguins would let somebody know. I think actually... Yes, I think if Sidney Crosby was really hurt, it would have gotten out that Sidney Crosby was really hurt.
Oh, I agree. And the other part of it is that there was nothing. They did stream the practice, and then the media people that are allowed to go to practices that were there saw, you know, they didn't see anything that would have indicated an injury. And then he didn't even look like he was really limping when he left the ice. Of course, he had that core surgery, right. And they probably don't want to take any chances, but you know, you would think at least they'd give it that phony upper body, lower body thing when it comes to that kind of stuff. And if it was COVID related, which it can't be.
Well, they're not allowed, Jim. Right? That's the whole point.
Right. But I don't know why they can't talk about regular old injuries.
Because the league is taking the league is taking command of all injuries during the playoffs. And that's kind of my whole point is that's stupid. But what they don't want is people saying, well, it's an injury here, and then you can then, by process of elimination, figure out everybody that has COVID. But you can do that now. If you see a guy get hit in the face with a puck,
right.
We know Hornquist and those guys are out with COVID stuff. We understand that. We know if a guy gets hit in the face with a puck in a game, he probably didn't contract COVID on his way between getting hit in the face and going to the locker room, so it's not COVID-related. But I think there's more with that scrimmage that happened yesterday, or the other day, Saturday. Murray looked bad, albeit Murray played against better players than Jarry. But Murray looked bad. Matt Murray has lost his last six playoff games. They're not all on him, but he's lost his last six playoff games. He's lost his last 8 of 9 playoff games. I think Murray will go in as the starter, but if Sullivan treats him the same way as he treated Fleury, the hook should be quick. Now, again, I get it and I understand it. That's his guy. And I do think he'll go into game one as the starter because that's Sullivan's guy. It's okay to ask him to steal a game, and he hasn't done that. He has lost 6 playoff games in a row. In the issue of fairness, let's see how Mike Sullivan treats him if it doesn't go well early in a playoff game or early in this series against Montreal. Matt Murray is on shaky ground at best, I think.
I don't think, and yeah, Murray's Sullivan's guy because he helped Sullivan win 2 Stanley Cups and helped the Penguins win 2 Stanley Cups. It goes beyond just that Sullivan had him in Wilkes-Barre before he was promoted here, and Murray was promoted as well. You know, that gave him some insight into Murray, but that's like almost, by NHL standards, that's ancient history. And Sullivan's guy is going to be the guy that helps him win. And I don't think it's a done deal by any stretch that Matt Murray automatically starts game one against Montreal. I really don't. If you see more of what happened on Saturday, and, you know, I agree. Of course, the deck was stacked against him, but you got to do better than that. And Jarry, by all accounts, has performed. Murray hasn't been awful at camp, but Jarry's been better. And if he's better over the course of the next week, I wouldn't be surprised if Jarry actually got the start. I don't think Sullivan would hesitate to do that.
Yeah, these guys are going. It seems like it may be a competition right now in practice. You know, I might be leaning towards you right here in that they are fighting for the crease in game one.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.